I just had a conversation with my 14-year-old self. See, people think I'm nuts. I had a conversation with my 11-year-old self a couple months ago, and it was really crazy. It was a really unique experience, how it all happened and just the voice, because I heard a young boy's voice, not a young boy, but a young kid's voice. I'm like, whoa. And he tells me, he's like, you don't know who this is? I said, no. He said, this is Chris. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, Chris? Like, okay. And at the time, I was going through I was trying to root out all the bad things in my life that had happened to me that were traumatic. And this 11-year-old voice, Chris, goes on to tell me that, don't I remember what happened? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What happened? So you don't remember what happened at the party? I'm like, no, I don't remember what happened at the party. He's like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm like, come on, Chris, tell me, man. Like, I love you. Like, we're cool. He's like, no, it's too embarrassing. And you don't remember. I'm like, come on, Chris. I need to know, because I'm going through. This is what I'm trying to figure out, is stuff like this. What happened? He goes, well, I was laughing real hard at the party, and we were, jumping around, and then I peed all over myself. And everybody saw. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, I remember that now. I'm like, whoa, Chris. So I'm like, and I remember, like, whoa, I had not thought of that ever. I never thought about it since, because after it happened, my dad picked me up because I didn't have a clean pair of clothes. So they had to call my parents. My parents had to come pick me up. I had to leave the party. And my dad came and picked me up and probably ridiculed me. Definitely didn't make me feel good about it. So then today, months have passed. I haven't heard it since. But after he told me that, I told him it was okay. I loved him. And that kind of thing happens. And if that happened to me, I would be embarrassed. And by the end of the conversation, he's like, thank you. I love you. I'm like, whoa, thank you. I love you too. And then today happens. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to angels. And out of nowhere, this voice comes into my head. And it's like, it's older, but it's still a kid's voice. I'm like, huh? Like, yeah. And he's like, it's Chris. I'm like, huh? What? Or no. I said, I was telling the angels this is how it was. I told my angels that my inner child was 11 years old. And then this voice came in and it was like, this is Chris. He's like, I'm 14 years old. Like, you're 14 years old? I thought you were 11 years old. He's like, no, I'm 14. And I'm like, oh, man. So I already know. I'm like, what happened? Because I suppress everything. I've blocked out so much stuff in my life. He's like, you don't remember what happened? And I'm like, I'm 14, what happened? I said, it was when my dad attacked you, huh? He's always when dad attacked you, grabbed you by the throat and punched you, scratched up your neck real bad. You were bleeding. And he said, yeah, that's it. Oh, man. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Chris. I was real tough. And I realized that was the last time I cried. After that, that was the last time that I broke down and cried, was after my dad attacked me when I was 14. And I hadn't cried since. That was it. That was the last time I cried like that. Because I couldn't believe my dad would hit me like that and attack me like that. And it was out of nowhere. He's all high on pain pills and meth, just attacking his 14-year-old son. And that's what he was. He was high on meth and he was high on Oxycontin. And he just attacked me for no reason. Very little reason. I was talking back to him. No reason to attack me like that. And then the voice went away. He didn't say thank you. He just kind of disappeared. And then the angels come back and they're like, man, that's crazy. Not crazy. Said, you just literally talked to your 14-year-old self. I'm like, yeah. They're like, what age do you think is going to be next? I told him, I already know, it's 16. At 16, this girl, my parents got in a huge fight. It was like, they told me they were getting a divorce. I left the house angry. And when I'm turning to go to my friend's house, the girl I was dating at the time, she was in the car with her ex-boyfriend. And they got back together. But we were still dating. And it was like, crushed me. Broke my heart. And that night, I went and I hit a fence. I punched a fence and broke this board in two. And I said, let's go. That was the day we started, we called it bashing. So we went out looking for fights. And we went out to Livermore. And Memer was driving. I was with Memer and Torres. Well, Memer's dead now. My best friend. But we get to Livermore. And these guys we're like running back next to these. There's two guys. And they're like a little older than us. Probably in their 20s. But we're out the window like, F you, pull over, you punk, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah, right, whatever. And they keep driving. They're just talking. So then I'm like, remember, get over here for a fuck. Cut him off, man. Like, cut him off. He's like, pulls right in front of him. I hop out the car, run up to their car, go to hit their window. These guys throw their car in reverse and just burn out. Burned out, going reverse, 100 yards. So, I mean, if there was a car behind them, I would have just destroyed the two of them. They were terrified. Like, it was hilarious. I mean, for us, I was raging. It was the first time in my life I had ever raged. And I went numb that day. My inner child stopped right there. That was the day it stopped. It was the day that all that transpired. Bear was born on that day. And Bear had full control for a long time. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.